Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Count me in.
All right, but count, it's recording. Zero. What?
No, you count down.
Yeah, but it started. That, I can't start counting after.
That was actually weird in France when they sort of did 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and then the game started. Thought that was a bit weird. So welcome.
I think you're weird.
Welcome along. Only two voices again.
But it's voices of reason.
The voice of delusion. The voice
and
of
treason.
Yeah, is he's dead.
Wait. Is that one? You got like a
what? Eyebrow.
You got like an eyebrow stuck on your eyelash. So it looks like you got the longest eyelash in the history of human.
Do you know what, man? I'm getting really hairy ears as well.
Isn't that an age thing?
AIDS.
AIDS actually usually don't have that much hair because you do.
But I remember watching Tom Hanks in Philadelphia, and then when he comes back into the court case, he can't hear anything because he's got really hairy ears.
Yeah. No, it's age thing.
Age,
isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. Old people always have like, all of a sudden they have like, you find that all of a sudden from nowhere it's like a 2 centimeter long hair coming out of your ear that had been lying there for like a month.
Lying there?
Yeah, just taking easy, just lying to people.
Cheers, doctor. I saw a guy once had hair on his nose growing out from the top of his nose.
Yeah, of course. That's
not
common.
but not nostrils. Like almost like a goatee beard.
Yeah,
nose.
Yeah. I got a little hair on my nose.
How do you get rid of it?
I have to take him off.
Wow. Well, thank you for a lot. Thank you a lot for listening to Swedish makeup tips.
But I do know why you got hair on your nose. If you're a really bad head of the ball, that you continuously heads the ball with your nose, then that hair gives you some protection. That's probably why evolution gave hair on face.
Wow.
Because it knew the football.
What's it like when you have time on your own? Do you just sit there?
Mostly masturbate.
Do you play both characters?
I'll play.
We're here, episode 147. The transfer window still all closes tomorrow, 11:30 in England. Scotland is closed because Celtic and Rangers have won the league. Still going on, rumours going everywhere. Joe Hart's gone to Torino. Do you think that's a weird one?
Oh, he hasn't gone 100%.
Yeah, he has. He just joined.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought he wasn't done deal.
It's done.
It's a little weird, isn't it? I think it's a little weird. I mean, I think it's weird that, I mean, just before...
But don't you talk about people going away from the Premier League?
No, I think it's great that he left England.
Yeah.
But he goes to a team that finished 11th and not playing Europe.
And have conceded 5 goals in their first 2 games.
I think considering the discussion... I'm going to go back to the discussion we had in the Euros... Talking about goalkeepers, and Hugo Lloris was not even closest to... He was, I think, number 7 on the
will
list.
Will Lloris get straight back in, or will Vorm play?
No, Lloris will get straight back in. And I think I love this discussion, because this is what we have with Sora, and we said that Lloris is not even... You know, he was mentioning Hart, Butler, and I said, depends how you play football. And I think amazing how we had the discussion in the summer, and I was kind of voted down in every like public discussion we had because everybody is just watching how many saves they make. And I try to say that it depends how you play football, and Lloris is really important.
I don't remember you actually saying that. Well, I mean,
I said that we had a huge back high back line, and you were taking the piss, and I got really upset because I didn't know you were taking the piss. You said, "Well, Tottenham doesn't play that much press and high line." I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" We're sitting talking about that. And it depends how you play. Lloris is good if you have a high line because he's good at rushing out, as is Worm as a backup keeper.
But I don't think he's that good at playing the ball out, Lloris.
No, not playing the ball out. He's important for rushing out.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's second to best in the world after Neuer at rushing out. I mean, having a back line.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think after Neuer, there are not many players.
I think that Barcelona guy.
Bravo, who went to
No, the other one.
Ter Stegen is good as well.
Yeah.
He's erratic still. He's young. He's young. But I think he's one of the best when it comes to rush. Sweeper keeper.
Yeah.
Not ball playing a keeper, because Guardiola wants his keeper to play football more. Lloris is not. He's supposed to recycle the ball to the defender, and Alderweireld plays the ball, or Dier, it's at Spurs. Or they give it to Dembele as soon as possible. That's how he plays.
Yeah.
But he wants to have a high back line, so if a quick striker goes through, the goalkeeper should sweep it out. That's how he plays. And then remember, Hart is a bit like Mignolet in that sense. He's really just good at standing on the fucking line. He's not great at playing the ball. He's not great decision making. He had a poor.
I thought he was quite a decent shot stopper until the Euros.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And we have the discussion in Euros. Everybody we spoke with kind of rated Hart above Lloris, right? Everybody that we spoke. Do you remember we talked to a lot of people?
Yeah, we talked about other things. We weren't just walking around.
No, but I'm just saying that discussion.
Yeah.
And now, because he had a poor couple of games in Euros, he can't even get... professional, mate.
Yeah.
He can't even get a single club to get him. I know his wages are high, but you can probably get City to subsidize some of those, so he can go down in wages.
Sunderland were rumoured.
Yeah, but Sunderland were rumoured, but that's still... It's still one of the lower teams in the Premier League.
Yeah.
I mean...
But that's amazing how your stock can kind of level out. Look at Wilshire, you know.
But is it because he's not that good, Hart, or is it because the Pep decided not to play him? Because all of a sudden, Pep comes and says, "I don't rate this goalkeeper." And nobody rates him. I mean, as you said, I think Hart is a decent Premier League goalkeeper. I think it's good for City that he was their own product and stuff like that. But I don't think
he wasn't really. He was
no, but he counts as it for Europe,
mm-hmm.
and now all of a sudden he's not even what he's not. I mean, come on, Liverpool. He's not better than Mignolet. Well, they bought Karius, but you know.
But maybe he's happy with what he's got.
Hard Klopp. Yeah.
But they, I, you know,
but no other club, none in France, no Europe playing. Porto took Casillas, nothing like that. No team who plays in Europe are willing to get Hart as an improvement to their own keeper. Nobody? I mean, how expensive is he? I mean, we're not even seeing rumours flying around. That's what I'm saying. You're not even seeing like agents
coming in for him or something.
Or asking like how much would it cost? Yeah. How much is his wages? You know, nothing. Maybe
Even Koeman said, "Fuck, we're not in.
Even Koeman said no straight. Yeah. He didn't even ask about his wages. He didn't say, "No, he's going to be too expensive for us." He just said, "No, I don't want him."
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, is he all of a sudden because three games in the Euros, or is it because Pep came and said he's shit? Because honestly, since he came and said he benched him, everybody's like, "Oh, that's a bold decision." But then everybody goes like, yeah, but if you want to play him with a ball,
And it's a little bit like Pogba, where he had a couple of average games in the Euros. You know, the final he went missing.
Yeah, you know. Fuck the Euros.
Yeah, but, you know, and everyone was like, but people still rated him.
Yeah.
He did lose a bit of his stock, I felt.
But did he really? I mean, I think he played decently. They came to the final.
He
didn't lose his stock, otherwise he wouldn't get sold at all.
Yeah, but it's obviously played against Hart. Joe Hart. He's only played 80 times for Arsenal in all the years he's been there.
What do you mean? Arsenal?
Yeah.
Who?
Wilshire,
okay. Yeah. You said, how's the heart? What are you talking about?
No, Wilshire.
Has he only got 80 games for Arsenal?
Yeah.
Well, that tells you. Listen, player who gets injured half the season. It's simple as that.
No.
You can't have it. I mean, he's not a professional footballer.
And, you know, and again...
And by the way, isn't Wilshere the guy... He's a cunt. Yeah.
No, he doesn't like Tottenham, but yeah.
No, I don't like him.
Talking of Tottenham, 0-0, 1-1 with Liverpool.
Yeah.
Decent draw.
Yeah, another one of those games.
Could have gone either way towards the end there.
Could have gone either way. I think Liverpool dominated the first half. I think the penalty was kind of ridiculous. I think he does clip him just a tiny, and then he falls over. Technically it's a penalty. Okay? Technically it's a penalty.
It's a penalty then.
But if that's a penalty, I mean, if you go after technically, then you should have around 15 to 20 penalties a game.
I thought Vertonghen was a bit lucky with the one from the corner as well.
Yeah, then that should have been a penalty.
That should have been a penalty, yeah.
If that's a penalty when he clipped in, then that's a penalty.
Yeah.
And if that's a penalty when he clipped in, then Mane should have had three red cards. Around three straight reds.
Yeah, Mane should have gone, yeah.
I mean, he should have gone... Three yellow card offences was clear. I mean, he did three clear yellow card offences. He got one of them.
Yeah.
And after Lamela clipped him in the box, if that's a penalty... Then Mane must have two yellow cards for the way he stomped his foot two times. And the second time he did it, it was like, is this a joke? Is this like a prank or something? Because he did the same thing, missed the ball, clipped his foot, straight yellow, no doubt. He already had a warning on the yellow. He had a yellow, then he got a warning for something that should have been a yellow, and then he does it again, no yellow. So I think that... The big problem, the first season started, he was very rough. The first referee with you know, can't do it in the box. He kind of felt like, you know what, this is good, because now nobody will do it. Then the next game, he lets it go.
Yeah.
So inconsistency, I think that you could see the pundits and all the shows, they saw all the games. Everybody watch a commentary after the game would complain the same thing, that the problem is not the new guidelines. The problem is... That when you don't upheld it. The other game, you can keep your defender. You can hold him in the corner. And the next game, you get a penalty against you. What the fuck are you supposed to do?
But you're still going to have those referees that are quite yellow card happy, you know, penalty decision happy, you know. And he was, the referee on Saturday, was one that gave away the most penalties last season.
Yeah, of course. But then he should have given away a penalty. One, two more penalties.
Yeah, if you're going with the right thing.
Especially if he's the one that gives a lot of penalties. And he should definitely be the one who says before the game, listen, you hold a defender, you hold an attacker in the box on the corner, it's a straight penalty. The problem is that you can't give a penalty if the game is not in play. So you get a bit... That's a bit different for the referees as well. Because if you have a bit shoving in the box, you can't do it. He can't give a penalty because the game... The ball is not in place. Then we go back to the discussion. What are we going to do with handballs and stuff? For me, I think the only way to go is an indirect free kick. Possibly an indirect free kick that is not allowed to move forward at all.
Weirdly, right at the end, Liverpool had a shot and it came off the defender's arm. Did you see that one?
On Alderweireld?
Yeah. You know.
But he had the arm in in his body, though.
Yeah, but he was... Yeah. But, yeah, do you know what I mean? And also the Swedish commentary, which I watched. the corner, he's like 3 yards out, free header, complete silence, nothing from the commentator.
I thought he died. I mean, it was he headed the ball, he said nothing, and then it went like 15 seconds. And I started thinking about it. It was funny when you said it to me afterwards, because that was the exact... I was like... Where's the ref? And that happened. Or where's the commentary? And that happens sometimes. And then he's like, Mane?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you fucking idiot.
Another thing that amused me was Poch. To a lesser extent, you could hear Klopp as well. But Poch, he's really giving it, isn't he?
I don't know if he has a fucking, you know, if he has like a mic with him. Because during the games, I told you before that I can't remember last time I heard a Spurs coach on telly. You know, if you're at the ground, you hear all kind of stuff from the bench, the players and stuff like that. But on the telly, I've never heard like Martin Jol or anything like, you know, I've never heard that. But with Poch, it's like all the time, push, yes, no, push.
Yeah.
He says push 95 times a minute. I mean, that's all.
Push. He was, yeah, he used to work as a bar mushka, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
But a decent point for both, you know, one of those.
Yeah, better
games
for Liverpool because they're away, but yeah, we struggled against Liverpool and they did what they do better. But like a lot of games with Liverpool, I think they falter a bit in the second half. Because all of a sudden, when we start to press and we get it going, then it looks like, what can we play like this all, yeah, the whole game? And then we got the goal, you know, in that press for 10-12 minutes. I think we're pretty good at that, but we have to score an equaliser.
Transfer-wise, you've got rid of a couple of players.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I mean, it's nice that we want to play young players. It's nice that we want to play our own players. But you can't just sell everybody and just promote from within, because Chadli's gone now, Bentaleb has gone. Will we
rumored
sold Fazio
to Song?
Song is rumored to Wolfsburg today.
Yeah.
And if he goes, Mason is still up for grabs, apparently.
But it's weird, isn't it? How
Richard was sold.
I think Liverpool were sort of trying to clear out as well. These, you know.
Liverpool added quite a few. They've added quite a few squad players, I would say. The Grujic and all these kind of decent players. I don't think they have added this. They added Mane as the star player, Liverpool. So I think they did the business pretty well. But without Europe, did they really need a bigger squad? I mean, maybe they just needed a more top squad.
Yeah, but they're talking about getting rid of Sarko. They've already got rid of
Skrtel.
You know, yeah. So he is making changes.
He's making changes.
Still got Moreno, though.
Unbelievable. He can't sell him, though. Who's going to get him? Who's going to take Moreno?
I think Bayern Munich, actually, their official Twitter said something quite like, would never take him or something like that, you know.
Why would they say?
I don't know, it was just who could be one of the worst players and something like that. Let's have a look at those results then on the weekend. City looked impressive, I thought, against West Ham.
At least 45 minutes, they looked very impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't give West Ham a sniff, and then they kind of faltered a little bit. But still, it's just so impressive that he's in such a short time has just transformed the team, how they play, how they look, the kind of this. I mean, just the thing that he said, Hart is not good, he's not playing anywhere. Yeah. So I just think he just brings an aura, because I think people realize it works with him that he's different. He's got a different footballing mind, the way he plays football. I think it's so impressive with both fullbacks playing as inverted wingbacks. I think that's very interesting. Very interesting. And Fernandinho, a new player.
Yeah.
He was amazing the other game.
Sterling looks better as well. Oof. You know.
Revolution for him. I mean, he looks great. He looks really good. But I think that's a player that really suits under Pep. He loves these quick wingers.
Yeah.
He loves to have two very, very quick wingers. I think Sterling would benefit hugely by that. He looked fucking great, man.
Yeah. And then we've got Palace, Bournemouth drew 1-1. Chelsea.
Palace missed a penalty. Very, very bad. And then they scored in the end. Mm. But they seem to heading for trouble, man. Okay, they got Benteke in now, but you know, they can't.
They played Benteke and Wickham up front,
which is insane.
Two big lads. That is two big lads.
Do you know what he should have done?
That's like putting your testicles in
a
fruit bowl.
What he should have done?
Two big lads.
Sold Bulassi. For that money, it was Benteke. They probably have some money to spend. They should have sold Conor Wickham because the reason that he's shit. I don't rate him at all. I think he's a championship player. And then they should have bought Saido Berahino to play together with Benteke.
Mm.
And with Saido, they could still have played the three behind the striker when they have Bolasie as well. So I think they should have gone for Saido. I think Berahino would suit well in Palace together with a Benteke. That's a good partnership.
What about Chelsea looking good as well?
Yeah, what can you say? Kante was amazing.
Yeah.
He looks like Makalele, man.
Yeah.
He just looks like... It's just true when everybody's done the comparison. He does. He looks good and Chelsea looks strong. Kante is...
Are you surprised that no one went big for Kante?
Yeah, I'm surprised that nobody went for it. I mean, players go for 40, 50, 60 million here and there and blah, blah, blah. I can understand maybe Europe that Kante is not that kind of player you want to have just an all action, you know, defensive midfield, but he's tidy with the ball.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that no other Premiership club went for him. I mean, as per usual, Arsenal should have gone for him, but Arsenal doesn't believe in buying defensive midfield because that's a bet Wenger did 15 years ago with Sam Allardyce. that he can't buy that player. That's why he hasn't bought it, because that's the only reason I see why he's still... For me, he's only had two players for that role. Or three players. If you have Emmanuel Petit, fine. Yeah. Patrick Vieira, and then Gilberto Silva was a decent player in that position.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After that, he's just thought, you know what?
He had Frimpong.
Yeah, for four games.
The funny thing with that Frimpong, he's just signed. And who's he signed for? Arsenal Tula in the Russian league.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got substituted. He got brought on as sub and subbed off in his first game. So,
no, he's gone. That guy doesn't have a future in football.
It's weird how that's happened. Like that Machida,
yeah,
has been let go by Cardiff. You know,
I think they set the sights too high. They come through at a big club.
Yeah.
Right? And they felt that, I might get a chance there, because big clubs always want to give some of the youth, you know, they might explode like Rashford did. He scored a goal or two, and then he feels like, okay, I'm going on loan. If I'm going to go on loan, I need to go to another big Premiership club to then fight my way into United. What he should have done, it goes to Division 2.
Yeah.
And then maybe realize that, you know, I'm never going to be a Premiership player.
But that's always happened. You've always got those young players that come through, score a winning goal. Like that Meller at Liverpool.
Yeah, Neil Meller. Yeah, he even had the record at Liverpool for reserve goals as well. Yeah. They beat Michael Owen's record at that. So everybody... Every team has one. If you really support your team, then you know your reserve team. But the only thing you know with the reserve team are the match reports that you get from like the official sites, or the highlights from the official sites. And you know, the 99% of the scouting of those players is internal. I mean, it's your coaches, it's your kind of supporters who get... Yeah. And they always ravish about how fucking good they are. And then they get 3-4 games...
Ravish?
Yeah.
They rave.
Rave.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they ravish them. Yeah. And they always come up, people, oh, he's great, he's great. Yeah. And then they play them 4 or 5 games. Yeah. And I think they do it because they want to sell and make money off them. Mm. They come from the academy, they cost them money to do it. And all the teams does that. End of the season, you see 2-3 players getting 4-3 substitute appearances. And then you're like, oh, and then they can't really make it a big team. And then West Brom comes and says, you know what, he's a Manchester United reject, but he's pretty good. Let's take him. And then he fucking falters, and then he goes. And some people actually has a career for a season or two, like Jamie O'Hara of Spurs. You remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
Supposed to be a brilliant player. Talk about going to England and stuff like that. He had like 2 seasons at Spurs, went to Wolves, and then he fucking died banging this hot model, and nothing happened.
How about talking of young talent, Rashford?
He
looks like the real deal.
He is a real deal, I think. I think when he first had 2 goals, you thought, oh, it's early. Then he had a couple of more goals that month. You think, oh, it's still early. He can still be a Michael Ricketts, so, you know, Michael or whatever. And then he went to the Euros, which was that he must have impressed in the training. He impressed in international, and he scored. So, I mean, after all that...
Brought him on in the 3rd minute of injury time against Iceland.
And he did more than any other player did. So I think he's the real deal. Mm. He's the youngest Premier League scorer for Mourinho, and he's the youngest teenager that scored for Mourinho here. The other players were like Robben ages ago, and actually Kutsuma scored for Chelsea when Mourinho was there. So he's not big on youngsters. You can see that at all his records, but this guy, I think he will play him because he's just good.
First sticky one for United as well. Took so long to break them in the end. Their fans went absolutely mental. A guy broke his leg, guy broke his leg, so that would have hurt a little bit. But
he broke his leg because he kicked his wife, who was a Hull supporter.
No, he broke his leg. I think Fellaini came in with a challenge. But yeah, so they got through. And then, interesting thinking about Arsenal. They're on about Wilshere leaving. Callum Chambers now going to Middlesbrough. On loan?
I think problem with Callum Chambers, he hasn't improved since he got there. I mean, he's kind of stood still.
Is it me, or do these teams seem a lot more ruthless at the moment? I just think there seems to be a lot of players just being put out on loan and stuff.
I think after last season, everybody failed. They got new managers. You know, so, of course, you're going to have some clear-outs. But I think for every season that goes, it's getting more and more difficult to come up with the... 8 players...
I just think...
8 players are 25... You can have 21, 25 players over the age of 21, and 8 of them has to be English. or brought up in England.
It's like
I think
that
top teams
have Schweinsteiger thing as well. You know, when Mourinho was asked,
yeah,
you know,
is he going to play? Is it impossible? Have you said it's definitely out? He said it's very unlikely. You can never say never.
Yeah,
but we have five players on two positions.
Yeah, and he's
number six. So, you know, that technically means that you need to have three players that are suspended or injured for him to even get on the bench. If that's what it says. But so if that's what it is, it's ruthless, but it's true, right?
Yeah.
If he wants to keep Herrera, if he wants to keep Carrick, Pogba, of course.
Yeah.
Fellaini.
Yeah.
So Herrera. Oh, number five.
The guy from Bundesliga. You just bought
Schneiderlin.
Him. Yeah. No, the...
We didn't say Schneiderlin either.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Who's the ball from Bundesliga?
Who's Bundesliga?
But he's not in the two. That's Mkhitaryan. That's a winger.
Okay.
In the two midfield positions.
Yeah.
He's got five players. It's stacked. I mean, he's going to play Fellaini there. He's not going to play him up front. He's going to play Herrera there. He's going to play Carrick there. Carrick is an emergency centre-half as well, which Schneiderlin isn't. So I think he's going to want to keep Carrick. And he's English. He needs to put that. So we have a player here who doesn't feel any quotes for United in English.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's oldest player he's got, and he's not playing. What the, I mean, come on. I mean, it's not.
But he's got one of the greatest surnames in football, Schweinsteiger.
It's pretty cool.
Which means like goat cheese or something in German. So Everton beating.
Actually, you know what it means?
Something to do with goat, isn't it?
No, it's a shrine. Shrine is actually what it is. Shrine. It's pig. It's and Steiger is something that you climb up.
Pig climber.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just a pig rapist.
Talking of Chelsea as well, Bamford's gone to Burnley on loan.
Bamford will go on loan until he's 34.
Okay.
And not make it. He's doing the critical mistake all these youngsters do come through Chelsea. You're never going to get a chance, and you're never going to get a chance. That's it. Even when Mourinho was there, you knew you were not going to get a chance.
Yeah.
And now these players, I mean, what the fuck is the point? They have pretty good careers. They can go and play football somewhere. But they don't. They only. And Bamford, when he went on loan, he did decent championship.
Did great for Middlesbrough, yeah.
Yeah, in championship. But then he went to Premiership loan,
Norwich,
nothing.
Yeah, and nothing. Palace as well, yeah.
Nothing. Didn't get a game.
Yeah.
So maybe you're just putting. Maybe you're not that good enough.
But what's wrong with joining Burnley on a season long loan?
I think Burnley is decent. I'm just. Surprised he's still at Chelsea. I think he should just leave
but
Chelsea.
Maybe it just plays out his contract then. And at the end of it, they'll go,
what?
Do you know what? We don't need you.
What is, I think a player, for every player that is
but
actually.
Someone like Burnley probably won't buy him.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you go on loan, and I'm sure of that, I don't care what anybody says in the media or whatever, interviews. If I am manager of a team, and I've loaned a young player from Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay, he's on loan. Doesn't seem like he's going to. Be here next season.
Mm-mm.
And I got my player similar kind of form at the moment, I will always pick my player. If they're on similar form, he needs to be the best player. You can't, you know, he's unplayable, then it's fine. Otherwise, what's the point? So you can never get that, you know, you're fighting for your spot, you're improving,
yeah,
and the manager who wants you there long term will give you advice on how to maybe behave.
But sometimes they can go on loan and then, like, prove themselves.
Yeah, but they've,
you know,
but these players have been on 3-4 loans. I mean, how many times do you need to prove yourself? And how old do you need to get? I mean, do you need to get 24 before you get a chance? Is that fair? And if that's the tradition, fine. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
If you think, like, you know what, if you could have the discussion with your center half who's 21 years old, it's like, listen, I think you're great.
Mm.
I think when you're 25, you for sure want you to play. But at the moment, I've got Terry or whoever I've got.
Yeah.
He's got 4 good years with him. If you dislodge him within these 4 years, good for you, but I don't think you will. So maybe we'll loan you out for 3 years. And then we'll see. If that's the norm,
yeah,
then fine. But that's not the norm, is it? I mean, that's not how clubs work. That's not how a manager thinks about loan players. That's not how you treat.
But surely
humans.
Chelsea with Bamford, who's been, you know, I think he's only 22, 23, but surely they think he's might turn.
But I think if you looked at teams like maybe Arsenal, who's done that, maybe loan some players and try to push them into the team. I think the example of teams at the moment, Tottenham, definitely, because all of our first team players have been out on loan.
Mm.
I mean, the Tottenham starlets, and Kane and
yeah,
stuff like that. But if you look at Chelsea's track record, why would you as a player believe that that's the case? It's never happened. I can't even remember one player at the moment that they've loaned out for a couple of seasons, and then he broke into the first team. I can't remember anybody on that team who's done that. Nobody. Terry is the latest one. Terry is the latest one, I would say, that really kind of had a space there. And
yeah,
even, and then they let go of some, they bought some young players and even loaned them out and unsuccceeded with them and then become stars, like Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah, yeah.
Bought him young.
Yeah.
I mean, he was 19 years old and he was expecting him to be the best player in the Premier League. Oh, you fucking daft. And then you loan him up, he's great, and then you sell him because, like, he's what's 22, he's too old. Forget
yeah,
about him. So I think that this is Loftus-Cheek. Loftus-Cheek, what's going on with him? He's been apparently the best young midfielder in England in the last 3 years. What, does he get a League Cup game here and there?
Yeah.
Go to a fucking club and make a name for yourself. I mean, stop.
He has a name. He's got a name called Loftus-Cheek.
Yeah, but stop.
Do you know what that means? Pig cheek.
No, he's got a high cheek. It's loft.
Arsenal looked all right against Watford. I know it was only, sorry, Watford, but I think they'll struggle.
They beat the shit out of them the first half.
Yeah.
Beat the shit out of them, living shit out of them. Spanked
yeah,
them, horsed them, raped them, took them apart.
Pigged them. Let's have a look at Sunday's game because it was dull, man.
Yeah, but Sunday, I think it was.
Leicester with Vardy got up and running.
Pretty good goal.
Yeah, and then Southampton, Sunderland won a piece as well.
And is there a revolution at Everton with Koeman?
I think they're dark horses. I really do. Because he's got the money. I think he's a good manager.
I mean, consider what he did at Southampton, stabilising that ship when they lose so many plays, so quick and so precise. You
yeah,
know, they played. They were in the top 7 from the get-go
yeah,
of the season, Southampton.
Yeah.
They had a little blip. And you thought, oh, now it's coming. Change
yeah,
formation, went back on. So he's apparently a very, very good manager.
Yeah.
And if you could do that, if you could replicate Southampton with Everton, Everton will be like the new Tottenham or Leicester,
yeah,
I think. Because it's got a decent squad already.
So we've got Sunday games because it was dull as shit.
It was probably...
West Brom Middlesbrough was one of the worst games of football.
I think it was the worst Sunday for me that I watched because I was sitting home watching
yeah,
the entire Sunday I had for that, and I was already like West Brom Middlesbrough, well, that could be a decent game
yeah,
you know, if it just fucking goes for it, somebody scores early
yeah,
and you know it goes all crazy Premier League game. Nah, that wasn't,
it was
to
terrible,
be it didn't, a little bit second half intensity came up a little bit, but nah,
no,
it was mostly just we were just watching the reaction of Berahino, who was just sitting there getting annoyed and more annoyed and more annoyed and more annoyed.
He's gonna go, I think.
Wow, can you imagine? He wanted to go to Spurs, didn't really go as planned. He sets a tweet out, two years of his life is destroyed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's basically what's happened. That's, you know, in other words, that's what happened. he's fucked off like 1.5 years of his life because, and you know, what a place to do it in against your manager's Tony Pulis at West Brom, and that is where you decide to have the discussion. Then you must be an absolute idiot. Doesn't he have the same fucking agent as, no, he doesn't have the same as Sterling and Zlatan. No.
Seizure.
No, it sounds like it. Like an idiot. He sounds like he has an idiot for an agent.
Man City beat West Ham 3-1. Let's have a look at the... I've got to change the game here as well. Ba-ba, change the game. Change the game. He's going to... Game changer. Game changer. Change it all.
Awkward.
If it's a draw, right?
Okay.
You can bring... This is a really weird one, this. Right? You can bring an old legendary dead player onto the pitch.
What do you mean dead? Like his ashes?
If he's in ashes, yeah, you can put it in by the goal.
Or
his whole body.
Do you think that the relatives would have something against this?
Fans of the club will be like, holy shit, that's Billy McGee from 1938. And there'll be a coffin. Or, no, you have to be out of the coffin. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right. That's the change of the game. I don't know exactly what the fuck was going on there.
What do you mean? No idea is a bad idea.
No. It's not a bad idea. I think the... If it's just as you can put the coffin as an obstacle.
Yeah. In the goal or something like that.
Yeah.
Or you could put it in the middle of the pitch.
Yeah, if you think that's a good tactical decision.
So it's... So a manager,
like you're lacking a midfielder, you just put a coffin in the middle.
A manager would then be known as like, oh, he's a really good manager, but shit, he's good at dead time. It's called dead time.
I do believe that you should have season wild cards. I think that every team should get...
Is this a completely different idea now?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, so you've moved on from my idea?
I think it's interesting. You opened up a box.
Coffin.
Listen... An idea that leads to a discussion of another idea is a good idea. So you're succeeding.
Discussion is an idea that came from a bad idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, good idea.
So something happened here. But I do think, how about them having wild cards? Okay? Yep. Doesn't have to be extreme. And it can't be too much lottery involved because there's too much randomness. Okay? It needs to be a tactical decision. Mm-hmm. So every team get, let's say, they get 38 wild cards. And you can play only one wild card a game, right? But then you decide what game you're going to do it at and so forth. So you have to basically play one wild card a game, otherwise they'll go to not, or you just don't play any and you can maybe have 10 wild cards left when there's 2 games left and the opposition don't know which will be used. Yeah. And these wild cards can be different. Like it could be like, okay, you can have an extra player for 5 minutes.
Okay,
so if you're pushing for a goal, I'll play my fucking extra man on field. And you put in another striker, you play 12 against 11.
Yeah.
Or you can put a wild card that the opposition team must take off a player, and it could only maybe be used after 75th minute or something. So you could have all these...
So you're just Americanizing the game.
I think this is fucking amazing. You can have so many more tactical aspects of it. It could be small things. It doesn't have to be... Either you keep...
What about a goal score if you... You nominate a goal scorer. He's called double goal. If he scores,
That's a great one. You have to use that one before the game. You can't use it in the middle of the game, of course.
Oh no, you can. You go right. Well, we're going to play double goal on Jimmy.
After 45 minutes,
and there's
but then you maybe lost the first 45 minutes of the play. But you could use
and
that.
And you're 1-0 down. He comes on. He gets one. It's two goals. Yeah,
brilliant game. I mean, that would be like, oh fuck, I can't believe it. Like, oh, what's going on now? He's going to play a wild card. It seems like he's playing double goal and putting on Jimmy, and Jimmy has been a good goal scorer for 3 minutes left. It's a goal, 2-1, double goal winner. That's great.
And wild card as well, because it's a wild card. If they get a yellow card, they get a paper cut, like really wild.
Why
card.
Does everything
really
has to
wild
be,
card?
Why does everything have to be violent for you? I'm trying to like do more tactical stuff, like or wild card. You can't touch that player for 5 minutes. If you get touched, it's a free kick. So, or like 2 minutes or something. Like, you can't touch him. You can run. You can try to get the ball. But if you touch him anyway, it's a free kick.
What about every time you got 5 minutes where you can't pass to a player? If he gets the ball,
he gets shot.
Yeah.
Not shot, but yeah.
Can't you just get a penalty for 5 minutes? Yeah. Or, you know, stuff like that. Like, yeah. You know.
Really good ideas, actually.
Come on, you can't say that this isn't good ideas.
Okay. Can you decide if Adil's idea of change the game is better than my coffin idea?
That's ridiculous. Your idea is not serious.
Are you serious? Are you?
Mine is serious. I'm not saying that it needs to be for the entirety of every football game. Of course, that'll be too much. That'll change the game drastically.
Yeah.
But I would like to see...
Are you that... Ah, oh, what a dick.
But I would like...
You're that confident in your idea. It's now called change the game drastically.
No. I'm just saying that it's too drastic, of course, to like go to UEFA and say, how about this? Yeah. We change the game completely. But
there was the golden goal, wasn't there, for a while? That was quite...
Yeah, it was a new thing. But I do believe that this should be implemented in, for instance, games. Like FIFA, the game FIFA.
Yeah.
Like, you could play normal season. You can play manager. You can play against each other. Mm. Or you can play the wild card season.
Grug.
And it's good for gaming, you know. So if you sit there as a manager playing, like, fuck, I hate that fucking slot that I hate playing it. And then you go, I haven't used my wild card this season of removing a player. He's ineligible to play against me. I'll use my wild card against fucking Zlatan. Then you can play your game without Zlatan.
Yeah.
And then maybe they use the wild card against you. You can't play that player. All right, okay, I can't play with him. For gaming, I can't believe that it's not there as an option. I mean, you...
Should we put this out? Maybe we should keep this idea.
I mean, FIFA, for instance, the game FIFA.
Yeah, you've changed the game drastically.
Should have wild card season. And in that wild card season, because there was a game...
CTGD.
There was a tabletop game I played years ago. It took too long time to play, so we never played. We didn't play that much. But the idea, I loved it. It called Blood Bowl, right? So it was like this futuristic... game, but it was still like set in like have you heard about Warhammer 40,000? You know, it's like you buy this, it's the strategic game that you shoot, but they're all like
I just had girlfriends.
It's like, no, it's like dwarves and all elves and shit, but in the future, like, you know,
you can't say dwarves anymore.
No, but it's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay,
not,
so they're not real dwarves.
Yeah, they're dwarves.
Yeah,
they're not short people.
Okay, but well, they're short people.
Yeah, but they're not short people. They're just short people that are dwarves. But short people are not dwarves, you know. That's okay. So you know. So in this game, it was like rugby, right? You had like your players and stuff, but then you could buy all these. And but it was called Blood Bowl because it was much more fierce.
Yeah.
But the funny thing when you play that card is that you had like these card stuff because it was a tabletop game. But I thought maybe that's not too impossible to implement in a real game because nobody can deny that. The tactical aspect will go up exponentially. I mean, it will be so much more to get in without it need to be, you know, fussy.
It doesn't.
I mean, half the wild cards you have to play before the game, and some of the wild cards you can play in the middle of the game that doesn't affect
anything. I think middle of the game helps.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I'll say some wild cards. Otherwise, it will be too weird if you can, like, you can put in five players in 5 minutes. That's just too much, you know.
If
you say, like, oh, well, you know, you can't play a certain player.
Yeah.
You need to say that before the game.
Yeah.
So they know it. Like, you need to have, 24 hours notice before to...
Wild card blocker. You block them.
Of course, you have one block.
Yeah.
You can block one every...
Yeah.
But then you have to use it. You play United...
You got, like, three a season. Three blocks.
You can only... Yeah, or maybe my thought was you can only use per game... Only one. Otherwise, you know, the big teams will get five against them every time. So, you know,
So
you can only use one at a game, and you need to then really be clever. Or you can use to block one.
Imagine picking double player who gets the double goal guy, and then he gets injured 2 minutes in. You're like, oh, no, double goal guy's
exactly.
out.
Exactly. You blew your wild card.
Yeah.
It's a bit like they have in football.
You don't have to blow your wild card. That would totally change the game.
In the fantasy football team, they kind of have that you have wild cards, but that's, you know, real football. Let's do it.
It's international break now. We're going to talk Bundesliga. Bayern Munich have won the league.
Yeah.
They're actually ahead already.
Yeah, they did the parade yesterday. open top bus
in München. Lewandowski getting a hat trick there.
Which is quite normal for the Bundesliga. That's carrying on. Allsvenskan, Malmö beat Sundsvall 1-0. Norrköping won again, and AIK drew 0-0 with Hammarby. And then Las Palmas,
top of the league.
Top of the league in La Liga. But the other teams are starting to breathe down their little Canary Islands.
Yeah, right. I mean, they're not going to win the league, but it's a great win against Valencia.
Yeah.
And then they won against, you got a great goal difference all of a sudden as well.
They beat Granada, and what did the manager say? The Granada...
Yeah, he said that the Las Palmas' best player today was me. So apparently he thought that he was fucking wrong. Same thing went for Emery Unai, the manager of PSG. He kind of had the same kind of thing. He think that he put on the wrong team. He was unbalanced. He lost to Monaco.
Yeah.
Which maybe nobody would care because PSG will always win. But their fiercest competitors financially is Monaco. So maybe we'll see an interesting season without Zlatan, their new manager.
I think he's made such a big influence that they would lose the title because they haven't got him.
Well, he's been, according to them, their fans and every pundit, their best player the past 3 years. So yeah, I do think it will affect them. I think it will affect them a lot, especially in that league, you know, that he was just so dominant in that league.
The marquee,
yeah, and in that league, it just suited him. Nobody could touch him there. The defenders were scared of him. So I think that kind of level, they can never get out of Cavani or anybody else.
How about the international break comes along now? The
fuck it.
Yeah, and the transfer window shuts on Wednesday. There's some games on Wednesday, international games.
Fucking
Hart has left the England camp to sign for Torino.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what they should do? How about this? Change the scheduled game. After Euros, you have your pre-season. And it's transfer window. Then the season starts. Then you get a fucking international break. Why does this international break doesn't come before the season starts? They can shop. They can show a bit what they lack and need. And then you get your buys. And then the league starts. I mean, why is it coming 2 weeks? I mean, can you imagine? The Bundesliga had played one game. One game. Mm-hmm. And now they're in international break. Yeah. Spain has played two games. Yeah. And they're in international break.
England has played three games.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point? What the fuck is the point of having international break just when you start? It's so stupid. Oh!
England naming their squad. Sam Allardyce's first squad. And he puts in Wayne Rooney as captain. Quite a strange one. The only real surprises were no Barkley and Antonio from West Ham.
Yeah, Antonio West Ham. He will follow me to my death. I don't know. The fuck? That player, I just can't get my head around it.
Yeah?
He's just so productive. He's just so productive and I don't rate him. I don't think he's good. I don't think he's good.
Yeah.
But he is good at that thing. He's good at... He's a weird winger because he's so strong in the head.
Yeah, yeah.
He's scored more headed goals than anyone now.
Yeah,
so, you know, so... Wow. Him and Giroud.
So that'll happen. We'll do a pod next week. Don't forget, Huddersfield Town, top of the championship. An amazing result. We beat Wolves 1-0 on the weekend. Van La Parra scored against his old club. He had a bit of a Twitter spat with the Wolves fans where he said... it doesn't matter, I got paid whether I play or I don't. And then he scored the winner. Went up to them, did the big shh. So,
can you imagine being a Wolves fan in the stadium then? You must have gone fucking
nuts.
They did.
But yeah, we continue to top the table. We're 2 points clear of Fulham now. Fulham scored a late equaliser, late winner. So,
can you remember any of those things against your own team or... Or against any other team, like the player, like, oh, this guy, I hate that guy.
I'll tell you what, Ross McCormack always scores against Town, like, always. And he's done a thing where he holds his ears and just walks to the fans, and you're going, Aah! You just want to kill him, you know? Yeah. But so Huddersfield top, we play Leeds after the break, which is the Leeds are, you know, we're 13 points, they're 4 points.
So they're going to beat us, and so then we're going to start wobbling.
And if you win...
No, I won't believe until after... I told you, there's 12 games.
If you top of the league after 12 games.
12 games, I'll start going, wow, this might be a bit weird this season.
So a manager can get 15 losses in a row and not get sacked.
This is our best start since 1952.
This is your best start since the year 2.
No, we won the league 24-25-26.
Jesus was 2 years old since he had a good start.
He played up front for us, actually. Really good with the cross. So there we go. There's a joke to end all jokes. Enjoy your football. We'll be back next week. We will have a guest with us.
Wouldn't Jesus be a shit player, though? Whenever they go to take a water break, to drink wine, get all pissed.
Yeah, the press would crucify him.
Another biblical joke, crucify him.
Yeah, but your one was biblical. How was your one, water and wine? It's not biblical, is it?
Yeah, I just said another one. I didn't say that you're the only one. Yeah. I didn't say you're the only one with another one. I said just another one.
Our Father, who Joe Hart in heaven. So, thank you so much. It's been a wonderful time to spend with you. I hope you've enjoyed
this one.
Did you
spend with them, though?
Yes, we're in their ears. They don't want to leave. No one's stopped. I can look at the stats. No one has stopped the pod yet. People are still listening, but they don't want you to speak no more.
And if we're not going to have James so much on the pod,
yeah,
who do you want to have on the pod, listeners?
Yeah, who should we? James is, we don't know what's happening with him. We do. We can't tell you yet.
We can't tell you yet, that's true.
Wait till you read one of the tabloids. You won't believe what he did to that. So, we'll talk to you soon. Next week, we will be back with a guest. But tell us what guest you want. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.